Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk.
It's time for action.
It is time for some action this morning. It's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane?
Oh, Mr. Kane, hi!
How you doing?
How you doing? You weren't here last week.
No.
Is that right?
I haven't seen you since last year. That's not
true. Was
it
last year, last week that you...
I wasn't here last week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because Cater was here.
Yeah.
Cater. Hey. Do love me some Cater. Okay, so how you doing?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Don't do that Joey thing to me, though.
I'm sorry.
Man, you got like a little handlebar thing going on with your mustache. Not like I didn't just see you last night, but...
It's getting long.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, this is Coffee with Kane, and Mr. Kane is here today.
Yep.
And
I'm here.
Yay!
I'm here. It's 2025.
Ugh.
I'm in the category of, I'm one of those, I'm glad to see 24 go. Some people loved it.
It was a pretty busy year for the Kane household.
It was. A lot going on.
I'm happy to move on to a new whatever, whether it's a year or month, even a day.
Just a little something different.
Hey, just a quick question: do you have resolutions?
Yeah, I already broke it.
Oh,
I was.
Would that be cookies?
No, I was going to get up at a certain time every day.
Oh. Well, it's okay. You can start over again tomorrow. Just because you didn't meet your resolution today.
Oh, no. I realized I can just keep up, but I resolved and it got unresolved.
Well, me and the screamy cat woke up a little late today. I don't know what was up with her. She did not wake me at 3:23 this morning. So, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you guys were still asleep at 4.
Yeah, so... It was a little bit of a scramble to get going this morning. Me and Screamy.
There you go.
Anyway, so, okay, if you're just joining us, it is 8:06. It is cold out there. 28 and cloudy in the parkland.
Mm.
Possible crummy weather on, when is it?
Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, that's kind of across the board.
Yeah. I think we're going to get some of the SNOW.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's a possibility.
I don't love that.
I do.
You know how I feel about the cold weather.
No, I love it. Bring it on.
All right. So, okay. So, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
This is about resolutions.
Yeah.
Not really, but sort of.
Okay.
Okay, so you are not much of a green food person. I know that you like vegetables of a certain type.
It's like eating dirt.
No, it's not. Broccoli does not taste like dirt.
I don't mind broccoli. Especially when you cook all the nutrients out of it.
No.
Put butter all over it. Maybe some Velveeta cheese.
No, that's gross. I don't like Velveeta on anything. Except maybe. No,
that's
I don't
why.
Even like it then. I don't. No.
That's why I say
if
it.
I'm going to eat melted cheese, it's going to be the white queso kind, all not
right.
Velveeta. But anyway, well, because you know my brother-in-law. He's your brother-in-law as well. He... Boss lady just messaged me and said she agrees. She thinks vegetables taste like dirt.
Girl.
Too. No, they taste too good. Okay, so here's the thing. There are some food trends. I'm not going to force you to eat these things. I'm
Thank
just telling you.
You
right now.
Thank you.
Like I used to do to our nephew. He would always say on the way to my house, he'd ask his mother, "Do I have to eat broccoli?"
Mm-hmm.
Because I like broccoli. I like it roasted, though, with like some, you know, a little spicy on it. But
there you go.
Okay, so there are some trends for 2025 that are coming.
Okay.
And seaweed is one of the trending foods.
So it's good on sushi.
Wrap as a wrapper, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Not gonna just eat a handful of it.
I don't know what other. I mean, I don't know if people are drying it and eating it as a salad. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm not sure what you do besides wrap sushi with it.
You cut it up and toss it for a salad.
I have seen. Okay, don't laugh. I have seen seaweed in little bite size, not bite size, but like maybe 2-inch by 2-inch squares as a snack.
Yeah, don't they have like seaweed chips?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I will say this. It grows a lot easier. I mean, like, you could make a lot of money with a seaweed farm if more people ate seaweed. And it's not bad for the environment. How about that?
That's fair. Yeah. You could make a lot of money as a seaweed farmer. I love this. I'm thinking about calling it in. Getting me a seaweed farm.
You have to move to the sea.
Hey, listen, you know, if you have a seaweed farm, you know what you use on the farm? Seahorses.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I need to put you in touch with Mike Ramsey. Maybe you can share that with him across the hall.
Mike Ramsey, you should listen. That was a good one.
No. Okay, so here's another trend. Sourdough.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, I do like sourdough. But apparently sourdough starter is not just for bread. You will be seeing it in everything from pancakes to pasta this year. How does that work?
I don't know, but I like it. So it would make sourdough
some
pasta
of those really super fluffy pancakes that are like an inch tall. Because sourdough makes it very airy and fluffy, and then it has a lot of bubbles in it. So how do you make pasta with bubbles in it? I don't know. Sourdough has a lot of benefits for your gut health, though.
Maybe when you extrude it, it takes the bubbles out. You know,
you don't extrude pasta.
Don't you have to run it through a roller?
It's not like an extruder. It's not like sausage.
Yeah, sort of, isn't it? It squirts through there.
No, it does not squirt. It rolls like dough, and then it cuts it as it goes through. It's not an extruder. You're not shooting pasta out like a like silly string.
That'd be a heck of a lot more fun.
And very sticky. You think it's hard to clean up silly string? Try cleaning up pasta everywhere.
Well, especially if it shoots out all over the place.
Okay, so apparently tamarind is a fruit that is going to be trending in 2025. It is a sweet, tart fruit that comes from the tamarind tree and will be in everything from chutneys to cocktails. Well, I don't know how to make chutney, so
I'll try it.
I think that chutney is like cranberry sauce.
I'll try it like anything once.
Oh, I'll have the roast duck with the mango salsa.
Yeah.
Instead of mango salsa, you'll have tamarind chutney on it.
Oh, okay. I'll try it.
I'll try it. I like sweet tart.
Okay.
Anything that, you know, reminds me of Sour Patch Kids is good. Tea. How are they calling tea trendy? That's okay. Not just to drink. Look for it in both sweet and savory dishes.
You're just going to chop some tea up and throw it in there?
I don't know.
You could have some caffeinated salad.
I don't know. Caffeinated salad. That's the only reason you would eat salad.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Get some caffeine in there.
Ugh.
Pour some coffee on it for dressing.
Gross. Peppers. From sweet to spicy, peppers will flavor a lot of dishes in 2025. Y'all, we are ahead of the pepper trend in the Kane household.
Yeah,
because
we like
Austin loves peppers. Yeah. He puts peppers on and in everything. Like, what was that? Oh, he made something one of the times we were eating at his house, and he said, "Oh, Mom, I'm sorry. I just realized I probably made this a little too spicy for you." And I was like, "No, it's all good. It's fine. Oh, my gosh." It was so hot, but it was delicious. It was just a little too hot. And then ube. Have you heard of ube?
No.
U-B-E. It is a type of purple yam that is indigenous to the Philippines. It sweetness and starchiness make it perfect for a variety of desserts.
Yam.
Oh, the yam is the key word you don't care for?
No, I'm fine with that. I just, you could make it into a dessert if it does, yeah. Into a dessert.
It has a lot of sugars in it, that's why.
Yeah.
Because if it's like regular yams, it's got a lot of carbs, starchiness, sweetness, so.
Well, I am a big fan of yams.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
Yeah.
Now that Popeye is free,
I can say that.
You can say whatever you want as Popeye. You can be the Popeye. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, well, those are just some of the trending foods, according to the experts at the Institute of Culinary Education.
I was going to ask you, who came up with this list?
I don't
and
know.
Where did they get their data?
I don't know. They're the Institute of Culinary Education. I guess they just make it up as they want to. Hold on. I'm clicking on the link.
I'm not just
sure who they
use. Food forecast. I don't know. And then, you know, people come up with weird stuff. I was watching a TV roundup of the new year TV program, and they were talking about coffee with onions in it. And,
ew.
Yeah.
Remember when they did the coffee with olive oil in it for a while?
I don't remember.
It's a laxative.
Anyhow.
It's already a laxative. I don't think you need to add olive oil.
You can just pull up whatever kind of thing you want, make it into a salad, and call it a day.
Look, okay, so if you're listening right now, I just pulled up this story from ice.edu about the 2025 food trends. I hadn't actually opened it before now. Anyway, it's seaweed. It looks wet. And it's like thinly sliced. The only part I would eat is the avocado on the top.
I'm looking at it. It does not look appetizing.
That does not look tasty. And then sourdough is just a jar of starter. What is the tamarind? Oh, it looks like bean pods of some kind.
Yeah.
Had you seen it before?
No.
Oh, it says it's in the legume family. So maybe they're like kind of like beans. I don't know.
Maybe so.
I'm not sure I understand the tea part where we were talking about putting tea in foods. He said this one chef instructor said that you can use it to infuse flavor in a broth, soup, or sauce.
Yeah.
Or you can use it when you're smoking meat. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
If you put tea leaves into a broth, it's called tea.
I don't know, but these peppers in this picture look like they would burn the fire out of your face.
Yeah, that's good.
How did you die? Well, I burned my face off eating peppers. All right, this ube, so they made some sort of bread out of it.
That looks interesting.
Oh, no, it's called ube cheesecake.
Oh, they had me at cheesecake.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what that bread is.
Let's try that.
It looks really good.
Let's get you some of those and let's do a taste test.
It's purple. It's purple.
I used to have a thing when I was a kid. I used to freak out over the purple cabbage in the store. I don't know why. It just creeped me out.
You didn't like purple cabbage?
Yeah, you'd just be walking through the grocery store and see the purple cabbage. And I don't know. I had a thing. Just kind of walk in a big circle around it like it was alien or something. I don't know why. I was a kid. I had issues.
That's weird.
I didn't say it wasn't. That's kind of my point.
I don't know. I was trying to think of the... Listen, boiled cabbage was a thing in our household growing up. And it was a sad day for little Audra when she would come home from school and her mother would be preparing boiled cabbage for dinner.
We used to eat pigs in the blanket. I always liked those, though. Wrapped in cabbage.
Yeah, but that had meat in it. This was just... She would boil cabbage and then serve it with some sort of beans and cornbread. So that would mean that poor little Audra would eat beans and cornbread for dinner. The smell of boiling cabbage. No, thank you.
All right.
Anyway, all right.
Well, part of my resolution is going to be to try at least one thing on this list.
Okay, so I'm thinking you've already decided on tamarind.
I'm already on cheesecake.
Oh. All right, well, I'll get right on that then, yeah, Mr. Kane. I can tell. It's cheesecake for you in the new year. What? It's a good thing your resolution wasn't to stop eating sugar or lose weight or something like that.
That's ridiculous. There's no way in the world that was going to happen.
I'm right there with you, sir. Okay. Well, let's. I'll meet you at home later to attack that pile of sugar cookies.
All right,
okay.
All right. Do it.
See you then. This is Coffee with Kane and
Mr. Kane.